listener production.
Good morning, it's Ibanez Taylor with your morning news briefing. The largest battery project in the state, Stanwell's Battery Energy Storage, has received a significant funding boost announced by the Premier. A mega boost of $448 million has been granted. Meanwhile, Energy Minister Mick DeBrenny is attributing delays in the project related to Kellard Power Station to the LNP. Shadow Minister Deb Frecklington expressed to 7 News her disappointment at the project's prolonged timeline.
It's time that this Premier and the Energy Minister stood up and released the Brady Report. Why does it take a federal court to order the state government to release a report? It shouldn't come to that.
The battery project at Stanwell's is expected to be completed by 2027. Emerald North State High School will benefit from a share in $40 million of federal funding to spruce up classrooms, new playground equipment and more. In total, 16 public schools across Queensland will benefit, each pocketing $250,000. New research shows nearly 3/4 of Queenslanders don't believe their fellow road users are good drivers. That comes from Ford's Driving Skills for Life program. Director James Stewart says they also found over 70% of respondents believe passing their test equipped with them with skills for life.
Driving a motor vehicle is probably one of those few things in life where we get our license and then we think we're going to be good for the rest of our lives. We never ever have another lesson. Where you look at tennis, golf, any sporting activity, you're constantly training, constantly learning.
To local sport now, and our CQ Capras are hitting the road this weekend for an away game against the Redcliffe Dolphins. In their previous clashes last season, the Dolphins stole the win for both matches. Our Capras men will be looking to secure their 4th win for the season heading into round 9. And PBR will kick off at the Great Western in Rocky tomorrow night. Saturday and Sunday nights will see the Riders compete.